Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Audible, the leading provider of audio content on the internet. With Audible, you can enjoy books freely wherever you'd like and doing whatever you'd like. Download a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial by visiting audible.com/bangbang today. That's audible.com/bangbang. Indie 103, Comedy Death Ray Radio. This is Scott Aukerman. I'm your host for the hour. I want to thank Soulja Boy for writing and singing our theme song. Very nice of him. I kind of wish he would have mentioned Comedy Death Ray Radio in the actual lyrics. But, you know, you don't ask an artist of the caliber of Soulja Boy to write a theme without just kind of accepting what he brings in for you. My name is Scott Aukerman. Let me explain this show a little bit. Comedy Death Ray Radio is an hour. We are going to be focusing on comedy and comedic personas. That's about all the description I have for it, really. It's going to be focusing on comedy. I will be your host for the hour, and with me today, my special co-host, you know him from MTV's Human Giant. He played the bad guy in the recent film I Love You, Man.
Bad guy? There was no bad guy.
He played a man with a different point of view than the protagonist.
I was just tan.
He played the tan guy, pardon me, in I Love You, Man. And you can see him on the Office season finale, is that correct?
Yeah.
Playing another bad guy.
Another tan guy, or
not this time?
I'm pretty pale.
Pretty pale in this one.
Yeah.
Welcome, Rob Hubel.
Thank you for having me, Scott Aukerman. This is exciting. So
this is so exciting.
I just want to get straight what the show is about. So it's is the show going to be funny, or
no,
we just talk about stuff that's funny?
Yeah, we talk. The show is deadly, deadly dry.
We just explain what might be.
We explain why something is funny.
We're going to deconstruct.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, that's all we're really going to do. Now, I mentioned you're part of Human Giant, correct? You're one third of Human Giant, or you're one fifth. I don't know how you guys divvy it up.
Yeah, I think I'm
a third.
Does
Aziz get more?
I think I'm. Yeah. It's done by height, so I am four thirds. Yep, we do that show, and it's really fun. And
are you still doing the show? Number one question you got.
Yeah, people keep asking us that. I think we'll probably do some more stuff. Right now, we're just all kind of doing different things. Like,
yeah, sure.
We're working on a movie script and stuff like that. So, but yeah, it's good. Everyone's doing different stuff.
Sure, that's what happens to bands all the time. They do different things.
We have solo projects.
They always get back together.
We have solo projects, and we're all getting addicted to heroin.
And then how's that going for you?
It's going. You know what? It's way easier to get addicted to heroin than I thought.
Really?
Yeah. because what I didn't know about, what I didn't anticipate, is that it is so fun. It's like
it really is.
Oh, it's like really fun.
If you're out there and you haven't tried heroin, by the way, if there's one message that we can impart to you, it's pick it up. It's a great habit to try.
I don't know if we should be spreading the word about heroin. I feel like people might have already heard about it.
A little bit later, we have our special guest in the studio.
Wait, am I the special guest? Or?
You are my special co-host.
Oh, I'm the co-host.
Yes,
but we have a special guest.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him
up
right now. I see him.
He is here. Yeah, I didn't want to actually say that, but he is here from Reno 911.
Wait, am I pretending like I'm here?
You're
or
pretending
not?
Like you're not here at this point.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll just tease. We'll just tease.
We're going to tease you. Okay. From Reno 911.
From Reno 911.
Also from I Love You Man.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Real quick timeout. We try to not say 9/11 when we say Reno.
The name of the show? You don't call it Reno 9/11?
We try to not invoke the worst tragedy in the history of basically the United States. I don't know. Pearl Harbor death count? Is it higher than? No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
No, so what we usually say is Reno 911.
Reno September 11th. Oh, it's not. Sometimes. Oh, you don't. I get it.
No, no.
I see what you're saying.
Hey, what Rob just did was exactly what we're trying not to do.
I see where we're going with this. Yeah, you just skip over that.
So let's try to not invoke.
Right.
Osama 911. What did I just say?
Osama.
Wait, hang on a second. Reno 911 in no way related to the greatest American tragedy that ever happened.
When you created the show, did you actually think of calling it Reno Pearl Harbor?
we did. But we felt like that one was just a little bit like From Grandma's Attic.
It was a little confusing.
That was a tragedy that was just a little too old-timey.
Yeah.
Have we even finished his introduction? Do we say it's Tom Lennon?
No, it's Tom Lennon.
Oh,
that's
Tom
true.
Lennon.
Yeah. Tom Lennon is here a little
later.
I'm super
confused because I think I'm supposed to not.
You're not on the show right
I'm not
now.
On the show yet.
You're not on the show.
You're the
no.
special guest that's
Here's
coming
what I'm
out.
Gonna do.
Your
I'm
mic
gonna,
isn't even turned on. I don't know if you know that.
That's why I can't hear anything in the headphones. I'm going to just curl up in a little ball in the corner. That won't be weird.
No, that's usually
you know
what
I'm
gonna we
do?
Expect.
I'm going to give myself a horse bath in the sink down the hall. Do the old
is a horse bath like just when you wash your privates? That's what that is.
That is exactly what it is.
It's basically you fill the sink up and then you just kind of do your pits.
You wash
your pits. Why do whores care about their pits?
Good for tips. What do you mean?
A lot of Johns like to nuzzle armpits.
Get their face in their armpit.
But you should certainly cover your.
You should also bathe your privates. Yeah.
That's I think the number one on the checklist of a horse bath.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I think number one checklist is make sure the water's warm. You don't want any shocks.
Scott, these are whores.
These are
medieval whores.
I wonder
we're
what percentage
about.
Of the listening audience right now are actually whores.
And medieval whores. That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
If you're a medieval whore out there, please give us a call. 877-900-1031.
Okay, I'm gonna,
wait, what's
I'm
the
gonna,
phone number? Say the 877-900-1031.
I'm going to go down
we
the
can
hall,
take calls.
Wash my balls in the sink.
Please
and then
do.
I'll come back and be special.
Tom is going to be talking to us about some exciting state news. Also, what's going on in Reno 911 this season. So he'll be coming up a little later. Rob?
Yeah, buddy.
We're back to you. What's been going on, dude?
I like to party.
Oh, yeah. That's, I forgot
it's
about
Friday.
That.
I'm excited about that.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm actually shooting that thing. I'm shooting this little thing for HBO.
HBO.com?
No, what's HBO.com?
Oh, I just assumed. It's a little website.
No, me and actually Tom, and now I feel bad because you're not in this.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I feel like
that's
I should have.
Right. I'm not in a lot of things.
Awkward.
I wrote this bit that Funny or Die has given us money to shoot for HBO. And it's
why would Funny or Die give you money to shoot something for HBO?
It's a terrible idea. I don't know why they're doing that. No, I think Funny or Die is doing a bunch of half hours for HBO. So I'm doing like a bunch of people have been doing these little mini-series. Tim and Eric did one. Slovan and Allen did one. Paul Scheer did one. Brett Gelman did one.
Oh, amazing.
A lot of people. So
Paul Scheer is incredible, that guy.
He is.
Two-thirds of Human Giant.
Why is he two-thirds? I'm gradually
losing stake.
He's so talented.
He is so talented.
I always talk about this.
He can do anything,
this.
That guy.
Is Tom back on the show?
I'm in a little ball.
Tom
over
is
here.
Actually washing his balls as he's speaking to us.
He's washing his balls in a coffee cup.
That's
it's
not
what was available.
No, people, I always joke about this, but it always happens. You joke about me not getting recognized with the group. Like, for some reason, like, Paul and Aziz are so recognizable.
They are.
I'm just like the other, like, white guy that's like, do not know me from the show.
If people don't know Human Giant, there's three guys, Paul Scheer, Aziz Ansari, and Rob.
Yeah.
And Paul is a bald gentleman with a gap in his teeth. He's very, very recognizable.
Very recognizable. People know him from Best Week Ever.
Aziz is the only Indian man in show business.
The only Indian man with a beard and a southern accent.
That's right. Other than Anoop Desai.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
from American Idol.
Oh.
And Rob is just kind of
I'm just the white jock-looking guy. Why do you say I'm a jock-looking
guy?
Well,
you know, you play sports all the time.
What sports do I play?
You know, you're always talking about how many sports you're playing. And how, you love to stack them up in a day. Like,
I played eight sports today. I promise you I don't play eight. I don't even know what sports I play.
You get called back for rapist a lot, right?
I do. When I audition for things, I go out for rapist or jock. It's usually date rapist.
Date rapist who dabbles in sports.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I did have, can we just talk about anything?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
The hour is open to us.
I had an audition that, Tom, if I don't get this, I probably won't because I screw up every audition, but I auditioned for this 3D movie called Piranha 3D. It's this horror movie.
Is that a sequel to Piranha?
I don't know if it's a
20,
sequel.
20 years old Piranha, isn't
a it? Reimagining of
a
Piranha?
Reimagining,
but it's
sure.
in 3D, and I auditioned to play this, like, super douche who gets, you know, murdered by all these piranha, which, like, oh, I would love to get eaten in 3D by, like, 500 million piranha. It would be so fun.
Oh, that would be amazing. All your guts flying to people in the audience.
Yeah, but the reason I brought that up is because I think I am, like, a date rapist type character in that. Mm. I don't know why
Did you get the actual role? Are you petitioning for the role right now on the air?
I don't think they listen.
If you are the producer of Piranha 3D.
I don't think they're listening.
They're not listening?
I mean, it seems like they'd be producing.
they can't spend all day producing Piranha 3D.
You'd be surprised.
They?
I'm going to call my people and see why I wasn't sent in on Piranha 3D.
Yeah, what's going on, Tom?
Hell, why is Hubel going in on Piranha 3D and I'm not? This is insane.
Tom, you're in almost every movie coming out.
Here's the thing. I actually lost out in I Love You Man to Rob Hubel.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's 100% true, Hubel.
We auditioned for the same part.
Yes.
And I would have loved to take your part also. We're also assuming people have seen this movie.
I Love You Man.
Comedy fans have probably seen it, don't you think?
Yeah, I Love You Man was out. Yeah. It was a modest hit.
wow, Scott.
That's not very nice.
Hey, thanks for the bitch slap.
Hubel. $68 million.
Come on the show.
Tom, you did not write I Love You Man, though, so you have no stake in it.
No, but thanks for the bitch slap.
You were a big part of the trailer. Your part was one of the biggest jokes in the trailer.
I begged them not to put it in the trailer.
That's true.
Fact.
You hit it out of the park.
Thanks,
buddy. That the first time you've kissed another man and on screen?
Probably not.
I feel like I've
no,
seen
the pilot
you
of Reno 911, there's a me and Ben Grant make out for like 2 minutes.
That's why really? It didn't minutes?
Yeah, it's really long. That's why it didn't get on the air at Fox.
Oh. Yeah. Just because of that.
Way too gay for them. Yeah.
Well, Fox has lost.
They're kicking themselves
Comedy
now.
Central's
anyway,
gain.
But Hubel, you're gonna get Piranha.
I hope
as a guy who's lost out roles, you're gonna get Piranha.
The minute the show
just
is off the air,
just because it's in 3D.
The minute the show's off the air, I know you're making a call to your agent.
I'm texting him right now.
Block Rob Hubel. Indy 103. This is Comedy Death Ray Radio. We're on until 1 o'clock. Pacific.
So we're on for 13
time.
Hours.
Yes. that would be like the Human Giant Marathon that you guys did, which was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, buddy.
24 hours on
that was
MTV.
24 hours of
24 hours long. You guys didn't sleep.
We didn't sleep. We got really drunk when we were in commercials, and you know when you stay up that long, I don't know if you've ever stayed up for 24 hours straight, but
I believe I have, yes.
You really start to go a little bit crazy. Like, mm-hmm. I pooped in my pants a little bit, not a lot, like not a huge mm-hmm. thing, but like, you know, it just happens.
A fair amount.
It's a natural bodily thing.
Sure.
And when you don't have time to go to the mm-hmm. bathroom because you're on live TV.
The only available mm-hmm. place yep. is your pants.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I pooped a little bit. I peed a little bit.
Quick time out. Just before
are you back on the show?
I've
Tom
come up
rushed
out of my
back inside
before we
the studio.
Gloss over this, you pooped a little bit on live television?
Yeah.
Just a little
during
bit.
The actual show or in a commercial
break? Was it like
break?
Those little rabbit pellet
no,
type
it,
things? Or
yep,
was it like
it was
a
one
sun?
Of those? Yeah, oh, okay. I have the ability to switch back and forth between human or rabbit dispensaries. Like I yeah. can do, I can. I have two different modes.
What
different
I was types. Asking was, yeah. was it like, was it a real, was it, did you poop a lot in your pants?
I pooped in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I pooped little pellets into my hands and I threw it away.
You just threw it right into the dispensary.
Yeah.
I
don't know
interesting.
How
we're getting
that.
Some. Yeah, we're getting some interesting background.
Are we
going to
play music on
we're
the show?
Play,
or do
in
we
fact,
talk?
Let's play a song, and we'll come right back. Let's play the Dragon Boy Suede CD. Dragon Boy Suede, aka Howard Kramer, track 3. If we
big
could,
big fan.
Dragon Boy Suede. You can catch him at Twitter on @DragonBoySuede. You can catch all of us on Twitter. Actually, I'm @ScottAckerman. This is @RobHubel, @ThomasLennon. And this is Dragon Boy Suede with the song Buy You Clothes, Do You In Them, Take Them Back. Indy 103.
Check it out. Time to go to the mall, y'all. Come on.
From the North Shore to the Neemans, to the Macy's, to the South.
I'm gonna buy you clothes, do you in them, take them back.
come take them back. Listen up, girl, I got an idea that you gotta hear. Come here, lend me an ear as I explain a way we could shop all day and get real freaky. Are you ready? Okay. We go to the mall and hit the stores. Buy you shoes, buy you clothes. Bag them up and take them home and have ourselves a fashion show. I'll lay you down and make you moan. Change outfits, make you flow. When we're done, it's back to the store to get back the dough.
From the Nordstrom's to the Neiman's to the Macy's to the Saks.
I'm gonna buy you clothes, do you and them, take them back. Take them back. Anything you want, we gonna shop until you're dropping. We won't stop until you're popping every outfit in the shop. But just remember that it's going, baby, right back where we got it. If you're thinking about keeping anything, forget about it. Gucci, Ferrucci, Prada, got you looking like a model. Getting busy in a lot of stuff that winds up costing not a penny. No, not a nickel or a dime. And although it's kinda wrong, technically it's not a crime. I'm gonna, you in Dior, I wanna, you in Batam, I wanna, you in Burberry, I'm ready to get it on. I wanna, you in Gabbana, I wanna, you in Bijou, I wanna, you in Valente. BCBG2. Give me one of those and two of those with open toes, and three or four of every skirt and shirt and jacket in this store. And pick out anything you want, baby, no matter what the value. Just be careful later on that nothing rips while I plow you.
Indie 103, Comedy Death Ray Radio. This is Scott Aukerman here with my co-hosts, Human Giants, Rob Hubel.
Thank you for having me.
Reno 911's Tom Lennon is not in the room.
He's not in the studio.
He's technically not on the show yet.
He's not on the show.
Curled up in a little ball in the corner, waiting to leap out and surprise you.
Is that, what impression, is that the impression of every
voiceover? It's a new character he's working on.
There's a voice I do anytime I'm on, do anything Indie 103.1 related. Because they used to have that dude who'd go,
I think sounding bored is like the new voiceover trend.
I know. I would love to sound more bored. Because I feel like those guys,
actually,
they're booking everything.
You could actually pick it up a little for this show.
I can pick up my energy level?
Yeah.
I'm really hungover right now. You know why I'm hungover?
Why?
Because I went to this Bill Clinton event last night.
Oh, that's right. Tell us a little bit about that.
It was really cool.
Did you meet Slick Willie himself?
I did not meet him. I wanted to meet him because I actually am a big Clinton fan.
Tricky Bill?
But I don't think he goes by Tricky Bill.
Really? He doesn't go by Tricky Bill?
But he's
Tricky Bill. If you walked up and just said, Tricky Bill.
and then just pointed at him, double point, and then just immediately exited.
I think if you're Big Willie and you do that, it goes great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you say,
Big Willie Smith could probably.
I don't
walk
know
up
if you
go,
can
true.
Say stuff like that to the president, but it is cool. So he came out. You know, what you do is you paid.
Now,
like,
wait a minute. I think you can not say, I'm going to kill you, Bill Clinton, but you could probably go up and say, Drinky Bill.
Yeah.
And just walk
but he
away.
Just, he'd probably call you, a name. Can I say asshole?
Sure.
Can we bleep that?
If you want to.
Okay. Well, he'd probably call
if
you an asshole.
If you must.
But this thing was a big thing for the Clinton Foundation, which they do. You know, all sorts of cool stuff. And but it was basically just a big cocktail party at the Roosevelt Hotel and people just getting super drunk. Like, I actually got way too drunk.
Nice.
And so, now I'm crazy hungover. So I'm trying to pick up my energy.
Thank
level.
You so much for being here, Rob Hubel.
You a big favor, I feel like.
We're going to do a little feature that you decide to start for Comedy Death Ray Radio.
Yeah.
We're going to have some features, some regular features, some irregular features. Comedy Radio. A little bit later, Best Week Ever's Doug Benson will be calling in with his review of Wolverine, which he is currently watching.
Ooh, really?
The minute he gets out of the theater, he'll be calling our hotline.
I like that.
But here is a feature that, Rob, you wanted to start, which is on your Twitter, which is at Rob Hubel.
Yeah.
You have...
We've asked people to Twitter us their relationship problems.
Relationship problems.
Yeah. And so, but it has to be, you know, obviously 140 characters or less. So yes. We don't have too much information, but we'll try to just give great advice.
It, whatever we can do.
Should we give the advice in 140 characters verbally or
I don't
no?
know we should, if we could really count
that.
I mean,
yeah, that's
you know,
true.
I'm not
that would
some
be a pain
of
in the ass.
Rain
that,
Man.
I think it's a good idea just for difficulty. Just give yourself some rules. Whenever you give yourself some ground rules, it's always better.
Okay, if you're at home and you can jot down and transcribe everything that we say and
idea.
Just bust us
yeah.
if we're over 140 characters, we would appreciate it.
Okay, so...
So what do we got?
So
check
are,
the Twitter. This
oh,
is
man.
To Twitter, the, at Rob Hubel.
Yeah, at Rob Hubel, or at Scott Aukerman. I told them to Twitter you also.
That's
but,
true.
Okay, so here's the first one. This is from, what's this guy's name? Giganta. I don't know what that means. So he says, this is the scenario. You bring a girl back to your place, no furniture, just an inflatable bed. How do you close? It's not really a relationship
how do you
problem.
Not, how do you not yeah. close when the only thing there is a bed? Bro, that's the best opening ever. I want to. If I were single right now, I would get rid of my furniture and have only that.
Just an inflatable
bed? Because
then there's
no freaking option.
No,
there is no plan B.
Yeah.
You
that's
are.
Actually
Columbus
a,
got to the
that's
new
a
world,
smart move.
He burned his ships.
Yeah.
Why? Burn all your furniture that you can't bone on.
Now, right. Now you technically don't have to burn
you
it.
Sound like a
no,
date, you sound like a date
no,
raper.
You, do.
You sound like a date
burn
raper.
It. If you can't bone on it, burn it.
So you're suggesting a big bonfire out
yes.
in front of his apartment.
And
just
you show it to the ladies to show them so they know.
I think this may be over 140 characters. I'm
I think,
not sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah. So bottom line is this guy does not have a problem. It's
how
smart
can you
to
not
do that.
Close, I think, is the 140 character or
dude,
less.
Dude, you win. You're already
okay,
winning.
Great. Okay, here's another one. This one is Thriller Jesus. I don't know who that is.
Hello, Thriller Jesus.
Oh, that's
I love
me.
People's
sorry.
Twitter names. He says he accidentally set up two dates with two girls at the same place at the same time. Mm. What do I do?
You shoot it and you call it Three's Company. Well, what do you mean?
Reimagining.
John Ritter.
You just need some dude playing Wawa.
I don't think that was the theme of Three's Company. John Ritter.
John Ritter. I think they yelled John Ritter in there. Oh, you know what? By the way, I don't mean to bring down the room, but Danny Gans died.
I almost, you know,
we shouldn't
continue with the show. We shouldn't continue with the show without
Danny. Should we have a moment of silence?
Did Danny Gans really die?
Really
Danny Gans
die
this
yeah.
morning.
Yeah. I
don't know
how he
died. From doing 1001 impressions.
Oh, maybe we shouldn't make jokes. I feel like we shouldn't make jokes.
My wife was in
it.
A movie with Danny Gans.
Oh, really? Which
yeah,
one?
He's in Bull Durham, but he has a very, very minor role.
I didn't know your wife was in Bull Durham.
My wife is Millie. She gets married on the Pitcher's Mound.
Wait, has Bull Durham already come out?
Yeah, Bull Durham is a baseball picture.
So that's sad.
In downtown
that
LA
is really sad news. I do feel
that
like we should have.
That
should we have
up.
A moment of silence?
Yes.
I'd rather not do a moment of
okay,
silence
okay,
on
we
the show.
Okay.
Wait a second. Well, don't. Okay. Wow.
I know. But, well, let's.
So we can,
Tom
so
and I will have a moment of silence.
Just,
you keep
you
talking.
Can, you just
okay.
jabber over.
Okay.
It.
This is my moment of silence.
You
keep talking.
You guys go ahead. Danny Gans, rest in peace. I hope you
okay,
appreciate.
Okay. I'm back.
Oh,
I'm totally back.
Mine was literally a moment.
Oh yeah, that was.
I hope
I actually thought you guys were going to do a minute of silence.
I came on like a bitch slapped about my.
Okay. Here's the
right,
next.
Let's do one more, and then we'll go to one more song.
Okay. This is from .com9000. My boyfriend of 2 years. And I are moving to separate places for grad school.
Boom.
What do I do? Wow, that's actually a big problem. That's the first real problem that we've read.
This is a legitimate problem.
Yeah, because here's what's going to happen. That's not going to work out.
They say absence makes the heart grow fonder. And for a little while,
it
Rob,
does.
I think you're wrong. For a little while, it will work out.
It will, because you'll see her on the weekends. You guys will get together.
Oh,
and
it'll
be
boner time.
Oh, God, I love you
so much. It'll be boner time 9000.
Much. I love you so much. And then there'll be some other person at your grad school.
Some will come up. One time you'll call and somebody weird will answer the phone or
yep.
something weird will happen, some kind of address book mix-up.
Yep, and so you won't be able to get a hold of them one weekend. Like, where
yeah.
are they? Then why aren't they
That's
answering?
That's so weird.
That's so weird. And what they're doing is they're having sex
and then
with
Raul.
Person.
They're having sex with Raul.
Yeah, so that's not going to work
out. That
basically, if you go
yeah.
to if you go to separate grad schools, you can count on your relationship.
Could I
falling
could
apart.
I throw something else out? If you go to grad
yeah.
school together, it's not going to work out.
Yeah, basically,
this is
I feel
not
like
gonna work
I feel
out.
Like grad school is the death of your relationship.
yeah.
That's your first.
So
problem.
Kids, drop out of grad school.
Quit
if you're
quit
in
grad
it.
School
if you want to.
Yeah, wow, we got a lot of good relationship things.
We really
here.
Did. Keep them coming. We may come back to those a little
later. The
thing
later. About burning sure all your other furniture that you can't bone on is true.
I'm not no, sure if any true. Of that was helpful advice.
No, I think it is. The furniture thing is the most important one, I okay. think. Like, if you got rid of all your furniture and just say, hey, I'm in between, or
all
I just
have
moved
is this,
in.
All I have is this crazy sex harness hanging in the middle of the room. Again, I'm serious, man.
Is the show the radio show that we're doing right now? Is it?
Yes.
Are you guys giving advice for date rapers? Is that yes. I just want to be clear
no.
on the theme of the show because
no. advice for date. That's a brand new feature. We're gonna have that weekly advice for date rapers. Let's go to another song. This is Aromance, Lady Boy here, Indie 103 Comedy Death Ray Radio.
Has anyone out there ever been in love? Sometimes love is confusing. It can be even more confusing when you don't know the language your lover is speaking. Here's something that happened to me whilst I was in Hong Kong on a business trip. Oftentimes my business takes me there. In the hotel bar, I met a young thing named Sally, Asian, alluring. She had four jobs and three at night. She said that she loved England and all things English. 'Twas her lucky night. We walked in the streets along Mugu Pau Road. The streets were wet. Went to her flat, watched a rerun of Remington Steel with her 17 brothers and sisters. One of her brothers smirked at me. I didn't know why. Traveling from room to room, searching for a room in which to consummate our lust. Traveling from room to room, we finally found one. But I wish that we hadn't, ladyboy. She had a really sly young girl, Sally was, ladyboy. But I thought, I'll never do this again, so I refused the condom. New York! Another business trip, I missed my wife and kids and I was bored. So I went down to Times Square to kill some time there. They really cleaned it up since I was last there. But there's still a porn store that sells video nasties on 49th West of Broadway. Saw this beautiful girl, Asian. I wondered what she's doing now. I asked her if she'd like to share a booth. She said no, but I'll get into the one next door. There was a clear plexiglass window betwixt our booths. She stuck her wiener through the hole. Lady boy, how did this happen to me? What are the odds? Lady boy, but I thought this will not happen again. I rejected the protection. London! Back at home, my wife and kids divorced me. But that's another song, isn't it? On Craigslist, I met a beautiful thing. What went by the name of Alexis? She wanted to go to the cinema. Did I mention she was Asian? I should have known something was fishy as we sat through a midnight showing of To Wong Fu. Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar. She had popcorn on her lap. She wanted me to reach into the bucket. And when I got down to the bottom of the corn, you guessed it, at the bottom of the popcorn bucket, lady boy. How does this keep on happening to me? These Asians are so convincing with their lady boys. Thin wrists, long necks, dude looks like a lady, lady boys. Bought a flavoring on the popcorn. The boots are flavoring of an oriental lady boy. Lady boy, I love you, lady boy.
Indie 103, Comedy Death Ray Radio. This is your host, Scott Aukerman. I'm here with my co-host, Rob Hubel, and Tom Lennon is not here, has not arrived.
He's still on his way. He's in traffic. I heard he's in traffic.
In traffic. He'll be here at some point.
I can't wait till he gets here.
Oh, my God, that's going to be amazing. Imagine the things he would say.
I'm sure he'll talk about the state and Reno 9/11.
Reno 9/11.
He was in 17 again. Have you seen 17 again yet?
Only 17 times.
You've seen it 17 times?
I'm about to see it 18 again.
You should see it 18 more times.
Yeah.
You're hilarious. You're hilarious in that movie.
Come on the show and get dick slapped by Aukerman about your whole career. It's called. I'm going to call this Comedy Death Ray or Bait and Switch Radio. Just like, dude, come in.
I want to see it. It's funny, right? I mean, you're really
huge.
Funny.
It was last week. It was the number one.
Yeah, it was number one. Number one. Yeah. Will it be number
we don't
one?
Need to, I don't feel like we don't need to promote that movie.
Okay, we want them.
Because that movie's already like, you know, they're doing great.
One thing we do want to promote is Rob Hubel and Paul Scheer.
We want to promote the Star Trek movie.
Yes, Star Trek.
That needs marketing behind. Yeah. No, that's going to be huge. Paul Scheer and I
are doing a screening of that coming up Tuesday, which people can win tickets for. Is that
correct?
Yeah,
Paul and I have a bunch of tickets to give away to this big Star Trek screening here in Hollywood at the Arclight Theater. It's Tuesday night. I think it's like at 7 or 7:30. We'll figure that out. But so Paul and I are just presenting the movie, which I'm not
sure
how.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I'm so psyched. I was talking to Patton Oswalt about it, and he saw it and said it's awesome. It's like I was gonna say crazy, but it's supposed to be unbelievable.
It's too crazy to be crazy.
Yeah. So what Paul and I and yourself, I think what we should do is have, because you're coming to the screening, right?
I hope to. I mean, that will be at the same time.
It is up against a show called Comedy Death Ray.
Comedy Death Ray Radio is based on a live show I do, Comedy Death Ray, every Tuesday with my co-creator and co-curator, BJ Porter. We do it every week. It's a comedy show at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater.
Well, guess what? You're not going to have a crowd because of our Star Trek screening.
Okay, that's
jerk.
Fine by me.
But so what we wanted to do was have people Twitter us twit pics of them dressed up as like Star Trek nerds, you know, like, so if you
dressed up as Star Trek nerds or Star Trek characters,
Star Trek
nerds or dressed as Star Trek.
Okay,
characters.
Let's assume that they're already nerds, so just dressed up in as something Star Trek related.
Okay,
and so basically, just take a picture of yourself and then tweet it to at Rob Hubel or at Paul Scheer or at Scott Aukerman.
I'm going to get a bunch of crazy pictures.
You'll get some nude pictures of girls with like you know Klingon faces on their boobs.
I'll take if there's a the green ladies.
Yeah,
you can send those to @ThomasLennon.
@ThomasLennon.
But only the Green Lady.
Green Ladies. But yeah,
that
so
was the Three's Company theme, as I recall.
Green Ladies.
John Ritter.
But yeah, so tweet us your twit pics of you,
and then
we'll pick the best ones, and then we'll post all those, and then we'll give away tickets to Star Trek.
And now this is a big screen. Are you giving out all the tickets yourself?
No. I think a lot of radio stations are doing stuff. Okay. We have a bunch though to give away, so it'll be really cool.
That'll be amazing. That is going on Tuesday at the ArcLight. Also Tuesday is Comedy Death Ray, which this week has our guests Jimmy Pardo, Maria Bamford, Saturday Night Live's Jerry Minor. He was also the neighbor in Lucky Louie. Tickets for that are on sale at ucbtheater.com right now for Tuesday.
That is always a good show.
That's always a great show.
It's intimidatingly great.
It's fantastic. This week we had Patton Oswalt and Kevin Nealon. They were both really good. Kevin Nealon will be a guest here in a few weeks. I want to hype that. Also, Weird Al Yankovic will be a guest here in a few weeks, which is very exciting. Next
Who
is
actually the nicest person in
the world. He is so nice.
Weird Al is my only friend I have. He's the least weird of all of my friends.
I met him through you. And
he's a big. He
I was like
human
so
guy,
nervous. I was so nervous to meet him, and he's just like the nicest guy.
He's super nice. I a big influence upon me when I was a young man.
Yeah,
we should talk about now, Rob.
What we did over the weekend.
Yeah, what we did last weekend.
We had a big weekend.
It was amazing. Now this was Saturday.
Saturday we got. We decided to go to Weirdo Land and just make it as weird as we could. The whole day. The first thing we did, we went to a super depressing Back to the Future convention in Burbank.
Now
Burbank Marriott.
You may how does the movie Back to the Future really anchor a whole convention?
Well, it doesn't. That's the thing. If you can't get the main people to show up.
How many Marty McFlys?
Oh, the denim on denim. A lot of them.
All wearing the denim.
The
all
denim on
the
denim.
Life jacket.
The vest.
So many of those people.
The
but also, in addition
God,
to...
God, I feel like I'm a great Marty McFly. I'm a great creepy older Marty McFly for one of these things.
They had all the DeLoreans. You could have taken a picture looking at your watch.
Yeah.
We did.
There's
we took
so many people there with their DeLoreans.
Who from the picture? Who from the actual picture?
I think
Christopher Lloyd was
Christopher
there.
Christopher Lloyd was there.
Taya Leone was there.
And
Taya Leone involved in the picture.
Wait, Taya Leone.
Taya Leone.
Who am I talking about?
No, you're thinking
Leia
of
Thompson.
Leia Thompson.
Yeah, Taya Leone was there.
Very weird. She was there.
But I think what happened was what they do is they don't have enough celebrities there from the movie to make it.
Well,
a
if
thing.
You consider Christopher Lloyd and Leah Thompson, not enough. Well, if you consider Doc Brown and Mom.
No, they are, but they have to fill up a huge convention center. So they invite all these other quote-unquote
sci-fi stars,
celebrities to come and just do signings. So it's like
the guy from the guy who invented the actual DeLorean.
Well, yeah, yeah. But no, like Rip, Taylor,
DeLorean, yeah.
Like Rip Taylor was there, and the
just
guys
throwing confetti around. And
yeah,
stuff.
The bad guys from Superman 2, they were there.
Well,
the woman
was Biff there. Was there. Isn't where? What about Biff?
Biff was not there.
No, he was not there.
I can't turn in my homework with your handwriting. Was not there.
You
was
know
not there.
Who was there? Was one of the girls who was in the hot tub in Back to the Future 2 with Biff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has no line.
It was, but the great thing was this thing was so
seriously?
Depressing.
Does she have like a still up so you know that
yeah.
it's her?
Yeah. Well, that's so what they do is they have a little table and they put up a still of them,
right.
You know, their little thing. And then what they do is to lure you over, they put little bowls of candy on their table. They really do. To like lure you over because they want you to pay for a headshot, a signed
that's
headshot.
Basically what they're
I've
doing.
Been to Comic-Con.
It's depressing though, man. Like I was feeling great that day and when I left, I thought about killing myself. I thought about funny ways to kill myself.
Right.
I didn't do it.
Were the dudes who had originally bought, who were supposed to get the plutonium, were they there?
Those
the,
guys.
The Libyan
yeah.
people?
No,
yeah,
I don't think they were there. I don't think they were there.
The Libyans were not there.
They were not there. So that was the first part of the day.
That was the first part. And I got into a little trouble because I took an unauthorized picture of Rip Taylor.
He didn't like that at all.
Was there a big Calvin Klein booth set up?
Calvin Klein was not there.
I thought it was hilarious that when I approached Rip Taylor, there was a man in a denim embroidered Super Friends jacket talking to Rip Taylor. So I thought I would take a picture of the both of them, and I snapped it, and Rip Taylor flew into a rage.
Did not go over well.
He practically jumped across the table at me and batted the camera.
Well, that's
out
how
of
they
hand.
Make their money, man. Like if now that you have that picture, I mean, you know, you don't bring food to a restaurant. You
no.
can't just do
sometimes
stuff like
you
that.
Bring food
well,
to a
some,
restaurant.
You know, if it's a bring your own food restaurant.
Sure.
Yeah.
We should open one of those.
You
by
also,
the way.
By the way, don't bring Rip Taylor to a restaurant.
You should not bring Rip. Don't ever bring him to a restaurant.
Do not.
He will clean you
we
out.
We did a bit with him on Viva Variety called Las Vegas on 75 cents a day. So it was about like we went around. It was Mike Black and Rip Taylor going around like eating room service stuff off the ground, like people had left
awesome.
Out, and then getting rides from cops because you're acting like you're super drunk and stuff.
That's a great
and
idea.
And Rip Taylor was a very good sport.
That should be a TV show.
Just before I knew that he was going to swat the
no,
camera
actually,
out of my friend's hand.
He was a very nice man. He actually
other than leaping like a monster and swatting
maybe
a camera out of your hand.
It okay. a little bit.
I think but then you did pay for a picture and then
no,
he
I
got
didn't pay
he got,
for a picture. I said I don't have the money for a picture, so he said. Well, buy a luggage tag.
Oh, yes.
And I said, well, how much is a luggage tag? He said, $1. And then I felt really bad. So I said, I'll give you five for a luggage tag. And then he gave me a lollipop in the shape of his mustache.
Yeah, it's a white chocolate. It's a white chocolate mustache that looks like Rip Taylor's mustache. Can you imagine like a more...
White chocolate mustache? Yeah. That's the worst Prince song ever.
White chocolate mustache. Like,
mustache.
He's giving that out.
What?
Rip Taylor's
chocolate
giving that out to children.
Stash.
It's like
it was, and then he asked me to sit on his mustache. It was very, very strange. Yeah.
So then the second half of the day, that was just till noon.
This is just brunch.
Yeah. So then we got into our DeLoreans and we hightailed it over to the Michael Jackson auction.
Now, a lot of people don't know about this.
Was
what
this
happened
up in Neverland,
is,
or where
this,
was it?
This
well, Neverland's closed.
This is all of Neverland's stuff, and an auction house in Beverly Hills was going to auction all of this stuff, and they were having showings of it.
Yeah, so you could see all the stuff before you bid
did
on
you get
it.
A credit check before you went in? Was it one of those fancy ones, or was it any comer?
It was
well,
any
pay,
comer,
anybody.
$20.
You pay $20 to get in. But all what right. happened was he booked this like world tour or some big gig, so now he doesn't need the money, so he's not,
so
the auction's
the
not going to happen.
Walk.
So it was ending. It was like they're going to send it all back to Neverland. So we went there to see all this stuff
before it goes back. Right.
Yeah.
So there's all this stuff in the Michael Jackson auction place, and you have to assume that there's probably sperm on all of it.
Well, we did not have
a
black light.
You didn't bring the black light.
We should have brought a black light because, but
it
would have been, yeah. But I mean, there were like statues from the yard. I'm sure they had sperm on them.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did.
We took a lot of fun pictures of this, by the way. They're all on
statues from the yard.
Yeah, like yard ornaments.
Yeah, and they're all of children.
It's all of children. It's like children doing handstands and children like pulling down each other's pants and like really like
seriously?
Crazy yeah like
there's
children
other,
kissing each other it was crazy
there's like, other stuff like he has a huge diorama of the Pinocchio scene where the blue fairy comes and brings Pinocchio to life and in it he made Disney put a revolving thing of him doing the moonwalk through
so
it.
It's this beautiful animatronic scene from Pinocchio and then in the
and
background
then he
he's moonwalking through this
through.
Famous it's like what is that
It's amazing. I have no idea. We have a lot of pictures of this up on my blog, which is scottaukerman.tumblr.com.
Wow, this is a real plug fest.
I know. You can see Rob shirtless next to a Michael Jackson statue.
No one wants to see that.
Do we know that they're not actual children that have been preserved somehow?
He might have magical powers.
I'm just asking. I feel like it's worth checking. I know scientists.
My description of it was like, it really was like the weirdest collection of stuff, because a lot of it was just like, what is this?
It was like out of the Tudors almost, you know?
Picture,
they had all
you
these
know, pictures
medieval...
of the Mona Lisa. Wearing the Michael Jackson glasses and glitter glove, like just weirdo stuff, like artwork from Macaulay Culkin,
yeah,
you know, stuff
was.
Like
there
that.
Finger painting by
finger paintings by Macaulay Culkin.
Awesome thing, which was a finger painting by Macaulay Culkin from 1991, and then right above it is a finger painting by Michael Jackson from 1996.
So he looked at the finger one day and was like, "Oh, that inspires me. I'm going to do a finger painting." Like
that's
8 years later,
right? I have what I have. You've both been to my place. I've got a bunch of little cherub boys in the Lieutenant Dangle shorts.
I don't think you should be talking about that.
And they're all whizzing on each other. And like, it's like, you've seen it. It's like that fountain.
Yeah, it's the most upsetting
thing.
It's
called thing. Baby Dangles.
It's in his front yard. It's all these statues of children urinating on each other. And they're wearing short shorts.
They're wearing shorts.
Yeah, it's so upsetting.
But mine's like, that's ironic.
It's not ironic.
Yeah, it is,
it's caused several car accidents. People drive by and they're like, what the?
If you know where I live, you definitely know where I live when you see the little boys out there.
Look for it.
How many pairs of Lieutenant Dangle shorts do you have, by the way? It seems like you have a lot of them.
I have a lot. I actually got in some trouble about that because I've auctioned off too many pairs. Well, no, only I got in trouble from Liz, who bought that really expensive
pair.
The one
that we auctioned off. Because
then I auctioned another one off for charity that went for way less than that.
Oh, and she got
mad. Have you ever gotten like a yeast infection from those pants? Like those pants seem really tight.
Can a
tight.
Man get a yeast infection, Rob?
Oh, sure. I don't even know. I mean, I got something going on.
Someone Twitter us if
I got something
true.
Going on.
Put
so.
Enough yeast in a pair of shorts and anyone will get a yeast infection.
I assume, here, take a look at this. Look at this. Is that a yeast infection?
Yeah.
What is going on with my...
Yeah, that's something's up.
Yeah, something's going on, right?
Something's
look
definitely.
At that. Like, what is this?
I'm just putting a huge asterisk next to this, because I don't know what that is, but it's definitely an asterisk or a question
Are we
mark.
Allowed to show our genitalia on the radio?
Yes, we are, yes.
Okay.
Please do.
Because I don't even know... Like, what is this? This is so... Like, something
can,
is
you
happening.
You can actually rub your genitalia against the microphone if you wish. Let's go to a song. Let's do Cracked Out, track number 3. This is Indie 103. This is Comedy Death Ray Radio.
Who's in Cracked Out?
Brett Gelman and John Daly.
John Daly.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Tom a little bit about the state. Big state news has come up. Also, Doug Benson should be calling us at any minute from, I believe, Colorado or Texas with his Wolverine review.
I hear it's good.
This is Cracked Out on Indie 103, Comedy Death Ray Radio. Indie 103, Comedy Death Ray Radio, that is Cracked Out.
Brett Gelman, John Daly, they
just
counted.
Counting.
They counted.
They rap count the entire song.
They did that live on the Human Giant Marathon.
That was amazing.
And I was already exhausted, like I'd been up for 20 hours, and they did that. I almost started crying.
Pants.
Like
it
I
brought you back to life again.
It was so, it was just, to me, it's hilarious. It's just, it's so,
that's
they're
amazing.
Counting.
You can see them, crackedout.com, maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
Not sure where they are. At Brett Gelman on Twitter, I know, if you want to hear more of that. So we have in the studio with us, this is Comedy Death Ray Radio on Indie 103. We have in the studio my co-host, Human Giants Rob Hubel, but we also have our special guest.
When is he going to get here?
When is he here?
Hey, guys. Sorry about
hey,
that.
Man.
Four
oh, man. Hey, what's
four
up, Tom Lennon?
Insane.
Oh,
man.
You're on the 405?
Yeah. Oh, coming wow. in from,
is that a highway? What is that?
Yeah, coming in from Laguna. Laguna Poncho.
I love your, where, your mansion in Laguna.
You'd have been down to the mansion in Laguna. It's got all the dangles, little baby dangles whizzing on each other in the front yard.
I can't believe you're going to promote the fact that you have that. Like, you're going to get arrested.
You're going to get shut down. Can you actually shut down a house?
Yeah, for a bunch of little baby cherubs whizzing on each other.
Little kids urinating on each other.
Well, the weird thing is that they're acting like they're not having fun.
They're crying.
The facial expressions.
The statues, they look like they're crying.
Expressions are all yeah. very upset.
Yeah.
This is Reno 911's Tom Lennon, who plays Lieutenant Dangle. You also started, basically the sketch show that you started in was called The State. That was on MTV, similarly to Rob's Human Giant.
Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that.
Thank you for mentioning. You know, and I know actually the Human Giant tried to show a bunch of State when you did the 24-hour, but then they gave you some grief about the music clearances.
Yeah, they had.
There's always
yeah.
been grief about the State.
But we're big fans. We're big fans of your guys' show. Yeah. Like people, people were always asking us like what other comedy shows we liked, and we always tried to say like you know Mr. Show and so many other great comedy shows, Ben Stiller Show, and your show is so funny too.
Yeah, but there's you know the you talk about the music clearances, and that actually leads us into the big State news, which was announced this week.
The State DVD is actually coming out. Every single episode.
Hold
it's July 14th.
It's coming out when?
July 14th.
July 14th.
No, Bastille Day.
July 14th.
Bastille Day.
That's going to be huge.
That's
in France.
That's going to be huge.
It's going to be insane. Don't go anywhere near the Bastille.
I believe they're going to cancel Bastille Day.
No, it's going to get burned down.
Yeah. They're going to cancel Bastille Day in order just to promote that, I think.
Throw away any furniture you can't bone on.
So wait,
on July 14th.
Is this what's on the DVD? It's all of
every
your
episode?
Every single
how many
episode.
How many episodes did you do?
Here's the shocker. Mm-hmm. Is there are only 26, I believe,
you're
episodes
kidding.
Of the State.
26 half hours.
26 half hours.
Wow.
I mean, because it's weird, because there's 39 Viva Variety. People think Viva Variety was a culty show,
oh,
but we did,
yeah.
way,
no,
more
did
Vivas
way more
of
those
yeah. than we did The State.
That was an easier show to do, though, because it was a lot of in the studio stuff, right?
It was like, all in the studio,
but
yeah.
State right. is hard, because it's like...
The State something. Was hard, and The State was, you know, it was a very intense bunch of personalities. We would fight a lot.
There were like for 40... Of, how many yeah. members of The State
there
were there?
There were 44 members 44. Of The State.
That's a lot for a comedy
well, that's
group.
Weird, because there's that 30 of those are Ken Marino.
Wow.
So it actually was, there's 11 of us.
Ken
but,
Marino takes 30/44
he takes
of the State.
He takes up 30
I'm sure there's
of the
a way
room.
To get the lower common denominator in there. But
no, but we...
The problem, Tom, has been always that you couldn't release it on DVD because MTV at the time could use any song that they
exactly
showed a video of.
True. If they had a video for it, you could absolutely use it in any
they
way.
They signed an agreement
yep.
with all the record companies that
yep.
they could use any
anything.
Song on any program.
And this was the time when MTV used to play a lot of videos sort of still.
Sure. Seemed like a good idea. And then
like
it screwed
idea.
You guys up.
So
it
basically,
really
your
bad.
Show is filled with popular songs like
Every
Everybody Hurts.
great call from the time, exactly right. No, but it does have
the
like
most
the most
popular
like,
song of the
right.
era.
Here's another one, Cannonball, which actually was a real problem.
Sure.
There we go.
So these are
now you can't. Now we can never release this.
John Ritter. John Ritter. John Ritter.
So your show is filled with those types of songs, which has been the problem of releasing it on DVD.
It's been rescored.
Scott, you're really hung up on this music clearance issue.
Well, that's what held us up. So it is coming out, and I will say there's a lot of interesting stuff on it.
Are there Easter eggs to which people can masturbate?
There are Easter...
now,
probably.
Wait a minute. Why do people
there's
masturbate...
There's a lot of young Kerry Kenny, which
hold
was
on, why
pretty,
are people
pretty hot.
Why are people masturbating to Easter eggs and DVDs in
well,
your, in
like
your house?
On the Human Giant DVD, we hid all these secret things where if you go
secret
and you
porno
find
stuff.
These things... Yeah, secret porno stuff. And
secret porno
you can masturbate to it. You can. Let me say this, you can masturbate to it for free.
Right.
I mean, once you buy the DVD,
once,
you spend
well,
money on the
second.
DVD.
I've spent $19.95
yeah,
before I get to masturbate for free.
Yeah, exactly. You spend $19.95 and then you take
all
the
in.
DVD.
At the point,
and
at the point that I'm masturbating to the Easter eggs on the Human
you
Giant
know, it's
DVD.
It's totally free.
First off, I'm taking real stock in my life if I'm masturbating to the extras yes. on the Human Giant DVD.
I think that's how porn sites should advertise. Right. Like, masturbate for free once you pay us.
Once you've paid. Yeah. yes. And then there's a little asterisk. Yeah. No, so The State's finally coming out. There's also, I know that every single episode has commentary on it, which is cool.
Wait, you guys got all, for real, 11 people?
We divided them up, so you'll usually get like four
is everyone
or
still alive? Did anyone die yet?
No one has died yet.
That was a real gamble on my part. I thought for a second, oh no, what if someone
no.
got
a lot,
hit by
a lot
no.
of people don't remember The State.
No, and Kevin Allison once
ago.
Told me that he did cocaine that he found on the floor of a porno theater.
Oh, he should be dead.
Oh my God.
But... Still alive.
Wow.
Still alive.
I don't know. I'm sure he's so pissed at you
alive
for mentioning that on
the radio. Oh, no. He come on. That's internet radio, by the way.
A lot of people don't remember the state.
I would never mention that on the radio.
A lot of people don't remember who was in the state. Just say some of the people who were in
the state. This is going to take up the rest of the show.
Oh, my God.
They're all doing amazing things. There's Michael Ian Black.
David Wayne.
All of Stella was in it.
Most of Reno 911. Robert Ben Durant. Kerry Kenny.
Is now on
Joe LaTruglio. Todd Hallbeck. Kevin Allison. Myself.
Kerry Kenny?
Are there any black people?
There are no black people. The closest we had was Michael Ian Black.
Why aren't there any black people?
Who's technically a Jew.
Why aren't there any black people
on
the show?
You know, we were asked that many,
many times. Look at Human Giant. We're ethnically diverse.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
you have to be.
What do you mean you're ethnically diverse? You have one of the whitest Indian guy I've ever met in my entire life.
Hold on. He's got a beard.
Okay.
He's not, you know, he would be upset if you said you're a white dude. Like, he's, you know, he's...
No, Aziz is like, there are people from more far afield than South Carolina, North Carolina.
I agree. Yeah. He's from South Carolina. I'm from South Carolina. We're both from South Carolina.
Are you? Is that why you guys started a comedy group together?
Yeah. We decided we're both from South Carolina. Let's start this.
So the big state news coming out July 14th.
Bastille Day. Don't go anywhere near the Bastille on that day. It's going to be a really fantastic show.
If people haven't seen it, I mean, it hasn't been available since the mid-90s.
There's a weird thing about it, which is like, I'm sort of happy that the state's coming out on DVD. I also have always loved the fact that you couldn't get it.
You couldn't get it.
Like, to me, it was always like kind of cool.
Wait, I don't
like,
get that. Why would you like that? Oh, because you want
just either you knew the state or you didn't.
Yeah, like you want people to really.
I love
know
that you guys are finally releasing it on DVD as soon as DVDs are going by the wayside.
Like, of
you're
course,
just getting into exactly.
What's the new
wire.
What's the new format album?
MP4s.
Oh. It's just a file. Yeah, you just get files.
You're gonna put DVD. Like, you're just gonna download content to your contact lenses. That's how you watch movies.
It's just in your brain.
Yeah.
I brought the state album, which was also never released, and this you can never get. Although so many of the tracks are so filthy.
Yeah.
When did you record it? We went down to Nassau in the Bahamas.
NASA.
Yeah.
Really?
Nassau.
You were gonna record it in space.
Nassau. NASSAU. We went down to like where YouTube records. This is when
YouTube.
The state was like, yeah, this is, oh, YouTube, Grandpa was a
YouTube,
band.
YouTube, the band, YouTube?
The band, YouTube. We went down and got drunk for about 3 weeks in the Bahamas
and recorded an album
that was unreleasable.
You blew all the money, I think
blew
I heard,
the money.
On going to the Bahamas.
Is that where Kevin Allison did cocaine off the floor of a
No,
porn?
I believe that was in Manhattan.
Wow.
But yeah, we blew all the money. We recorded an album that we gave to Warner Brothers, and by the time we gave it to Warner Brothers, we had been canceled off of CBS. So they
because you had to deal with CBS for a while to do a series of specials.
We had to do a series of specials. They canceled us after one.
After one.
And I should also point out, we were in New York, and we got canceled by CBS in LA at 9 a.m., which means they got up at 6 a.m.
Wow.
Especially just to call us in New York to make sure we knew that we were canceled.
Well, that's good.
Just so we didn't accidentally
They're organized.
Go,
yeah.
Just
I think that's a good way to do it.
They were so excited to cancel us.
You were aggressively canceled. You weren't even canceled. You were like, fuck you.
No, it was
like,
literally
get
like,
the fuck off.
It was literally like this brick in our face. It was like this brick in our face.
Yeah.
So we have the state album here. Can we play
anything?
I don't
know.
You know
what? You guys chat for a second while I scan for something that's somewhere.
So, Scott, let me ask you this. While he's doing that, is Doug Benson going to call in for real?
Yeah, is Doug Benson calling? Has he called in yet?
He's going to review Wolverine.
Do we have any callers, by the way? 877-900-1031, 877-900-1031. Are there any callers?
What's
anyone
the number
want to talk to
again?
Us? 877-900-1031.
Okay, while we're waiting for that, can I do a quick review of the movie Obsessed?
Let's do it.
Because I saw that. Okay. I saw that movie, Obsessed. It is awesome. I don't want to give
Obsessed
it away.
Obsessed is Beyonce.
Yeah, Idris Elba
right.
is, you know, he gets stalked by Ali Larter. And if you like to watch, I don't want to give it away, but Beyonce lose her shit and go crazy and beat up other girls that are blonde.
Only other girls.
Yeah, if you want to see Beyonce beat up white girls, then go see this movie.
That's got to be someone's fantasy.
I'm excited. It was so fun to watch that. You know what I wish? I wish that we could have seen it in those D-Box seats. Remember?
Rob and I and Paul Scheer and a bunch of other, Jason Wolliner, I believe, was there. Was he there?
Yeah, he was.
We all went to see Fast and Furious. Not The Fast and The Furious, but
Fast and Furious. In the D-Box seats. People don't know what that is.
People don't know what it is. Let me explain. D-Box is basically vibrating seats. They have them in two theaters in the country, Man's Chinese Six, and
somewhere in
Arizona.
Yeah.
And we were the first people to ever sit in these seats.
Yeah,
we saw the midnight show of Fast and Furious on a Thursday night, and we were the first crowd to ever sit in the D-Box seats, which vibrate the entire time.
But it's not like just vague vibrating.
Yeah,
it's
no.
computer. It was
it's computer
awesome.
Program. They
it was
lift
so
you up,
yeah. You're swerving
they
around.
They swerve you around.
Yeah. Like again, like if I feel like that those seats could be used for masturbation. Also, there's a that's a whole other show
what,
we should talk
everything,
about.
Everything. Yeah. Why does
but
everything have
the,
to do with
but the D-Box seats were so fun and like. But the crazy thing was is that there was only this one row. So
only
the rest
one
of
row
the theater,
in the theater, yeah.
The
they
rest
say
of the
eventually
theater.
They're going to replace all the seats with D-Box
seats. Oh, I can't wait. Because
but we were the first ones, and we were live Twittering during it.
Yeah, people got mad about that later, but I don't know if you're supposed to Twitter in movies. But
Oh, yeah, we do. In fact, next week we're going to have a little information about our next live Twitter during a movie
you guys just you guys just live tweeted.
Called
tweeted.
TwitFlix.
Yeah, and you guys did Crank 2.
We did Crank 2.
I was going to go. I went to the wrong movie. I went to Hannah Montana.
And you were live Twittering during...
I was live Twittering during Hannah Montana. And yeah. The thing is, I thought there was going to be more nudity. I did not know that they don't get naked in that movie. So
we
whatever.
Call that TwitFlix, which is if you follow us, Rob is at Rob Hubel.
The whole thing, this and, whole show is just to promote your
well,
Twitter.
Well, you have to reset all the time.
Oh,
on
okay,
radio.
Yeah. There's
so,
new listeners.
This is Indie 103 Comedy Death Ray.
Yep. I'm Scott Aukerman,
and I'm at Scott Aukerman. This is at Rob Hubel if you're on Twitter, and we're going to be Twittering a movie next week. I believe we're going to have information about it next week. My guest will be Aziz Ansari. From Parks and Recreation.
He's
going to
be here
from,
on the show.
He'll be here on the show. I believe he's going to co-host, which is what you're doing, which is basically what all of us are doing right now is co-hosting. We're sort of passing the hosting duties. Has Doug Benson called in yet?
He just called in.
Okay, so that one CD that I had, track two, is his intro music.
He's going to be so high. This is not going to make sense.
It's the middle of the afternoon.
It doesn't matter. It's Doug Benson.
True. It is Doug Benson.
This is at Doug Benson.
This is at Doug Benson. He's from Best Week Ever. He's a correspondent. He also is the star of his own documentary, Super High Me. This is going to be a regular feature called I Love Movies. Take it away.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Doug, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Doug Benson. Everyone, welcome Doug Benson to the program. How are you?
Hi,
hey,
Doug.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Doug.
Where are you calling from, Doug?
I'm calling from outside my hotel in Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. Now, you just saw the movie Wolverine. You just stepped out of it. Is that correct?
Well, you know, the thing is the movie was about to start. I was watching the trailers, and some dude started coughing, so I got out of there.
What do you mean? You left because a guy was coughing?
Yeah, there was a gentleman coughing in the theater.
Wait, there was a gentleman coughing?
I'm not going to risk getting
swine
that pig disease just to watch
Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman run around with his dinner utensils out.
Well, but can you give us a review of Wolverine, even though you haven't seen it?
I saw Wolverine. I'm just joking around.
Oh, okay. That was a funny joke.
Now's the time to have fun with the swine flu before
before it's over.
Really
it's
serious.
A hilarious joke right now. Next week, we won't even be here. Everyone will be dead.
Yeah, we'll all be gone. Like how
missed.
Funny will it be then?
It'll be like The Stand.
So I'm really psyched about this movie. What are the chances that people can masturbate during this movie? What are the opportunities?
Come on, Rob. No, come on. Not everything is to masturbate
you
to.
Get, ooh, okay. You get a few really nice glimpses of Hugh Jackman's insanely hard ass.
Nice.
And there's just constant bloodless mayhem. I haven't seen a movie with a higher body count where
with
you
no blood,
not a single drop of blood.
Well, it's PG-13. You can't have a lot of blood in a PG-13 movie. Is
yeah.
That right?
Now, without ruining the whole movie, that one shot where he flies off that vehicle up into the air at the helicopter, my one question is...
Is that in the movie?
Is that in the movie?
It's in the movie, and it's not a spoiler to say that it is because it happens during the opening credits.
Okay, great. Amazing. So here's my real question. Without ruining the whole movie, does he miss the helicopter or does he grab it?
I bet he misses it. Okay, let's take bets. Hold on. Before Doug answers, what do you...
I think he misses. I think
yeah,
he misses.
I got to go miss.
Yeah, yeah. He misses. Obviously, yeah. He misses. Doug,
they wouldn't shoot it if he caught it.
Yeah, you don't even have to answer. He misses the helicopter.
Yeah, we know that.
Spoiler alert. So, Doug, what? Any other impressions of the movie that you can give us?
You guys aren't making any sense at all right now.
You're so high.
You are
right
so
now.
High.
I can already smell. I smell
it's much
weed
later.
From Denver.
It's much later in Denver.
All right, Doug, we're gonna have to wrap.
Yeah, it is.
We're gonna have to wrap it up. Any last thoughts? Any last impressions?
Just that there's a character in it that when you start saying to yourself, I hope this character dies soon, your wish comes true almost immediately.
Oh.
Are there any scenes where he makes love to anyone from behind like a wolf?
No.
No. Okay. Well,
no, and they didn't stick that Duran Duran song in there.
Hungry Like the Wolf? Or wait, are you talking about the Reflex? Or just
Girls on Film.
Come on,
just
you have
no
to
reason.
Be a little more specific here.
2 minutes later.
All right, Doug. Thanks so much for calling. You're going to call in and give us some movie reviews, hopefully, in the next few weeks. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Awesome. This is Doug Benson from Best Week Ever. You're on Best Week Ever tonight. Is that correct?
Yes, tonight.
I have a lot of correct questions. all right, thanks, Doug. Let's play your outro.
Ooh.
Thanks, Doug.
Bye.
Here we go. There's the outro.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, because Doug loves movies.
Oh, boy, Doug Benson. That was exciting.
That's some real production value with the music. Like,
that was palpitating. That was actually Hard and Firm playing that song. Chris Hardwick. And Mike Furman. Chris Hardwick is at Nerdist on Twitter.
We're plugging everyone's Twitter.
Everyone's Twitter.
Most people listening to this are probably not on Twitter.
Oh, come on. If you're listening to this, you're probably on Twitter. Yeah, you're checking Twitter while you're listening to this.
Most people listening to this are Chris Hardwick.
It's actually the majority of the people
are Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, just waiting to hear his name.
You're totally
right. This is about wrapping it up, guys. I hate to say we don't have time to play.
Wait, we never did anything funny.
What?
We never got to do any.
That should be the first thing we do next time.
I had
time
a bunch of
funny.
Hilarious.
We talked about
bits.
You and Piranha, which was great.
But I had a bunch of hilarious characters. I was going to
do
this.
Okay.
I'm going to do this one guy. This is just like my favorite character. It's a really old guy.
Great.
And he's in space. Okay, hold on.
Old guy in space.
I'm in space.
That was really, really amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I could tell how old he was.
I wrote that last night. It took me forever.
But once you did, the floodgates were just open and
it
just
poured
out of you.
Did he get old in space? Did we send him up there?
Questions.
We like forget that he was up there?
Do we have time to do one more relationship question?
Okay,
yeah,
let's do it. You can Twitter us your relationship questions every week.
If you can't bone on it, throw it away.
Okay.
Burn it. Okay. If you can't bone it,
burn it.
Or
if you can't bone it.
Yeah, that's true.
Literally.
If someone doesn't let you bone them, burn them.
Well, now, wait, this might be a little bit extreme.
Yeah. We're going off course.
Okay, here we go.
All right, one more.
This is Al Unicorn. Al Unicorn. This is a guy. He says, since returning from a trip, my wife has been distant. Mm-hmm. I asked if things were okay, and she simply said, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
These are people Twittering us their relationship. 140 characters or less.
You can drop the I don't out of that when she says that, and the answer is just go with the no.
Yeah, it's over, right?
If someone says I don't know, then what they really mean is no.
Well, what's happened to this gentleman is he went on a trip, and he came back, and his wife seemed distant.
That's obviously what happened, yes.
Yeah, we know that.
You're basically just repeating the actual Twitter
has happened.
Right now.
She is having sex.
But here's what I picture
with
her.
With who? Yeah. Who's she having sex with?
I think Raul, that graduate student we were talking about before.
Oh, she could be. I bet she's having sex.
Some graduate student.
I bet she's having sex with like the guy at Whole Foods, like this young checkout dude. Who's
he's got tribal tattoos and he's kind of cool.
And he has like body odor and she's like, he makes her feel young. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he has no plan whatsoever.
He makes love to her from behind like a wolf.
Like a wolf. He's got a bike.
He rides his bike everywhere.
He rides his bike everywhere, but it's not like a 10-speed. He rides like a banana bike.
Some sort of indie bike.
Yeah. Some kind of bike.
I don't know that we're ever going to get to the bottom of this.
I feel like I want to bone this guy now.
Yeah, really. Hopefully we helped you out. I think we're running out of time, though, so we should wrap it up. Let's play on the George Martin CD, the Sean Connery. This is, to wrap it up today, the Sean Connery track. This is Sean Connery singing the Beatles' In My Life. Kind of a sweet note to end. I want to thank my co-host, first of all, today, Rob Hubel.
Thank you, Scott, for having me.
You can find him at Twitter, at Rob Hubel.
Yep,
I want to thank our special guest, Thomas Lennon. He'll be here at some point. He's at Twitter, at Thomas Lennon.
Can I come back sometime?
Yes, please.
Once we figure out what the show is. I want to figure out what the show is and then really do it for real.
Yeah, this is like a dress rehearsal.
I would like to be the co-host.
Okay, and then Rob can just be the special guest.
And also, he has to curl up in a ball for half the show in the corner.
And to be real specific here for a second, like, do I have a yeast infection? Like, look at this. Like, what is that?
Yeah, no, we'll take a look after the thing.
I'm asking you guys.
No, you have a 5 alarm.
What is that?
Yeah.
This is out of how many alarms? 87
out of five,
alarms?
No,
oh,
really? No, that's 5 for 5.
Oh, my goodness. All right, this has been Comedy Death Ray Radio. We're going to be back next week at noon Pacific until 1. Next week, my guest will be Aziz Ansari from Parks and Rec. And
he's on Human Giant before he was on Parks
okay,
and Rec.
Human Giant.
What's
as
Human
well.
Giant?
thanks, everyone. We're going to be back
oh,
next week. And here is Sean Connery doing In My Life. We'll see you next week.
There are places I'll remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead, and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Everyone knows that the holidays, it can kind of be a little bit hard on the pocketbook. Well, if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday gifts they want, they need, they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. That's right. I mean, you could teach a course in something. I could teach a course in podcasting. Well, who'd be interested in that? Let's be honest. Maybe not me, but you could. Sure, yeah. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. Here's what you do. You start with a professional layout, and then you upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content and then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or you can sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/bangbang. You're going to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/bangbang. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.